Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James Palmer of the NFL Network, who apparently went to Ohio State. And you had a class with Dustin?
I like that you said apparently went to Ohio State. Like, there's a question apparently. That I may or may not have attended the university.
I don't know you, James. I don't know if I can totally trust you yet. Listen, you got like the Browns coaches, you got to prove it before I believe you. You know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly, right? No, I spent plenty of time at Ohio State. I think it was six football seasons I was there, so 5.5 years.
Nice job.
And Dustin's first class and my first class, kind of like the introduction to being in college type of like – class, we were in the same class of like only 20 kids or whatever. Everybody knew who he was. Nobody knew who the hell I was.
But. Well, I wish he was here because then we can make fun of him properly, but he's not. So was he, did he fail that class?
I don't think you could fail it, in all honesty. I think it was like, here's college.
Yeah.
It's like worth one credit. As long as you attend, like, this is how you schedule your classes. This is how you, I mean, it was essentially that.
So that's the bigger question. Did he attend the class?
He was there. I'm not going to lie. He was there. He definitely was there every day or every third day or whatever it was, 3 days a week or whatever it was.
All right. I mean, we wanted to make fun of him, but it's not working out here, James.
I know.
What is happening here?
It was kind of like a really boring. If you didn't perform in that class, I think it was like more or less like, if you can't get through this, you're not going to get through school.
The reality is Dustin was a fairly good student in school because he grew up like kind of strict and he was kind of goody two shoes. He didn't get in trouble. He wasn't partying. He wasn't doing any of that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing all of it now, but not, he wasn't then.
Once in a while in class.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. All right, James, let's move on from Dustin and let's talk about the Browns here because, man, you know, we got the news today, obviously, that George Payton, the Vikings assistant GM, has turned down the Browns job, or I shouldn't say turned it down. He's taken his name out of the Browns job. We're going to get to the Super Bowl and all that stuff, but I just wanted your opinion, who's someone who's around the NFL before we get to the Super Bowl, on, like, from an outsider's perspective, does this look as like a slap in the face to the Browns? Do you take it that way or no?
I don't think it's a slap in the face. I just think it's an interesting situation to get yourself into, and I think that's what kind of is going around the league, is kind of the way things have gone for the last, I don't know, however long you would like to say it has. That it's a spot that, you know, most guys are sitting there going, is this exactly where a spot that'll advance my career, a spot that is where I want to be, is a spot that is stable? And things like that kind of go through everybody's mind when they think about, you know, working within the organization.
I know you've been on the Chiefs here. Let's shift to the Super Bowl for a minute. How do you see this playing out? And is this the year that Andy Reid finally gets the Super Bowl championship?
If he doesn't get it this year, I don't know if there's going to be a better setup for him. I mean, he has somebody who's on the verge, in my opinion, to maybe becoming like the biggest thing in sports in America. I think Patrick Mahomes is really on the verge of being in that level of kind of like, if he wins MVP last year and a Super Bowl this year, I think there's an argument to be made that, you know, he could become the face of American sports. He's that good. He's that talented. And I think they have everything that they need, a defense that has kind of turned a corner during the end of the season. We were wondering how, as well as they were playing, you were looking at who they were playing, and the Raiders a couple of times, the Broncos, the Chargers, and you're like, are they for real? But then after what they were able to do defensively in the two playoff games against teams that both beat them and games that I was at during the year, that they did not play well defensively and turn things around and showed that they could, you know, come back and play really good football down the stretch. That's been the one thing. I don't see San Francisco slowing down Patrick Mahomes to the point to where, I mean, I think they're going to have to get into the 30s. I think Mahomes still has the ability to score 28 points no matter how good this 49ers defense is, and they're probably the most complete team in football. I just think this is the one thing that Andy Reid needs to accomplish. There's the argument for him to be in the Hall of Fame. I think if he wins this, it's just an absolute shoo-in then.
We're talking with James Palmer of the NFL Network. James, I asked Jason this question yesterday, so I'll ask it to you as well. You have to bet today. Your house is on the line, James. You ready? You have two choices. Patrick Mahomes will end his career as a top five quarterback of all time or not. What are you betting?
Oh, I guarantee it. I really think he will go down as a top five quarterback of all time. And it's not – and the reason I believe that is not because of the physical traits that he has that are just out of this world. An arm that is unbelievable. You've seen him use his legs. He's been their leading rusher the last 2 weeks. He's played this season on kind of one leg most of the time. I think it's just the mental side of the way he plays the game. I mean, he's just – everybody I talk to around the league, he just is smarter than everyone else, and he just approaches it. Now, I think he fell into an unbelievable situation. Remember Alex Smith being there, and he didn't have to be the guy. And a lot of guys picked 10th overall don't land on a good team. He landed on a really good team, so that helps him out a lot. But the way that he approaches the game from the mental aspect, there's some stories that I've been told about what he sees and how quickly he sees it. I mean, there was an instance he was talking to Anthony Schirmer, their fullback, this year in the Broncos game, and he was just standing on the sideline and said to Schirmer, he's like, you know what? They ran this 0-30 blitz. I've only seen them run that once this year, and I think it was week 7 against Indy. I think that was the only time they've run it this year. And I'm just like, everything he does and sees is even a step above from what he did his MVP year. And most people in that organization I've talked to and I've written about it, they think he is a far better player this year than his MVP season, and it's mainly because of how smart he is, and now that he actually has game experience, which he didn't really have before, he sees everything so quickly. He just immediately after that first drive goes back to the sideline, and him and Andy Reid are scheming about, they want to do this, this is their game plan, I know it, we can change and do this. And I think that part of it, as he gets older, will only get better and stronger, and it's one of the reasons why Brady has been so good, and other guys like Manning have been so good. Even if you start getting older and your physical traits, you know, start to dwindle a little bit, the mind part of it of him, I think, puts him in another realm.
You know, I don't think we've ever seen a quarterback this good this soon. Like, we've seen close, but he's ridiculous. I mean, it's amazing. You think about it, arguably the four best, you know, maybe you put Rodgers in the mix, but, well, even with Rodgers, you think about the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. Mahomes was drafted 10th. Deshaun Watson was drafted 12th. Rodgers was drafted, what, 17th? I can't remember. 23rd? 23rd. Russell Wilson was third round pick, and Lamar Jackson was drafted 32nd. I mean, none of them. You know, the highest was Mahomes at 10. The Bengals drafted John Ross. John Ross, James. Jets drafted Jamal Adams. The Titans drafted Corey Davis. The Niners drafted Solomon. The Bears drafted Mitch Trubisky.
I was waiting for that one. I was like, when's he going to
get I should have had
Trubisky?
That one. Like, that should have been first.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, when is he going to get to Trubisky? I mean, it's just, it's funny because, I've been on some radio stations lately that have been like, you know, there's Andy Reid and Brett Veach, their general manager, get a lot of credit for, you know, finding this in Patrick Mahomes. And it's funny because I talked to Bill O'Brien about it, and he was blown away by Patrick Mahomes. I talked to Sean McDermott about it. He was blown away by Patrick Mahomes. Like, everybody, I know it's easy to say now, but, like, I don't know that the kid had a bad interview anywhere. And so I don't know why he really went 10th and that the Chiefs had
the Texas
to do what
tech
they
stigma?
Did to get there.
Was it the Texas Tech stigma?
It might. I mean, there is that part of it, right? The offense that you're playing in, and it's an air raid type of system where it's like, okay, let's just chuck it around and throw it. But if you legitimately sat him down at the whiteboard, the teams that did that were blown away from what I'm told of how he mentally could play the game. And it's funny that he ended up going where he went. And then we talk so few about, you know, there's these guys that come out that have the, some teams call it a 5-star, some teams call it a gold, whatever, that like they're just in this echelon of guys at the quarterback spot. And some teams I've talked to, it's like, well, the only ones we've ever given it to in recent memory are John Elway, Peyton Manning, and Andrew Luck, and that's it. And now I'm hearing Trevor Lawrence might be in that kind of group. But it's funny because all of these guys we're talking about have never gotten that, like, perfect star quarterback rating from any of these teams, these guys that are now the new faces of the league.
Yeah.
James, you're going right down the road I wanted to take you down. I hate being prisoner of the moment guy, and I've done zero research on this, so I'm just throwing this out there. But it feels like this might be the best era of quarterback play that I can remember. And I know we had great classes, the 83 class, whatever else.
But it helps the way they've stopped defenses from, you know, hitting quarterbacks and stuff. That's part of it, too.
Yeah, but when you look at the depth of the quarterback position right now in the NFL and the mixture of young guys with the older guys like Brady and Breeze and all that, And the guys yet to come, like you mentioned, Trevor Lawrence, it feels like this is the best the position has been played, certainly since I can remember.
Yeah, and that's a great point to bring up the guys that are still doing it, because it's funny. I was talking to Sean Watson about it during leading into their wild card game, and I was like, are you ready to be part of this group? And, you know, I'm looking at him, Pat, and Lamar, and saying, you know, are you guys ready to be part of this new group of that's the face of the league in terms of quarterback spots? And the first thing out of his mouth was, dude, you can't forget the guys that are still doing it. Like, Drew Brees is still doing it. Tom Brady is still doing it. Like,
yeah.
he's like, we're just kind of following in their footsteps. We can't forget that there's still these guys. Like, Drew Brees still had an unbelievable season. We saw what Aaron Rodgers was able to do when there was a million question marks leading into this season about what was going to happen. And the other guy that we're not even mentioning, in my opinion, is a top five quarterback in Russell Wilson. Like, Russell Wilson is an unbelievable football player. And I think the one aspect that changes between some of these guys, and I'll put them in kind of groups because this is what I've been told, like there's the Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson group where it's like you have to be the man. You have to be the guy. I don't know if they're going to learn it, and I think they should, to be, you know, the wingman at times. They have to make every play, and it's the end of the world if they don't make every play. Then you have guys like Russ who, if the game plan is to hand it off 40 times, he's going to do it. Because he thinks about winning, and Brady thinks about winning. And those guys, the only thought is how many wins can I get at the quarterback spot. And I think Mahomes, honestly, is in that type of realm this year. What we saw was bomb down the field, all these teal guys around him. If you look at it this year, the reason I brought up he's been running the football so well is that, like, teams are doubling Tyreek Hill, doubling Travis Kelce. There's nobody in the middle of the field. He runs 9 yards and slides first down. Like, he's taking the check downs. Like, he's starting to learn how to play in that Russell Wilson, Tom Brady mold that I believe is the one that you start becoming unstoppable. If Deshaun Watson learns that and Carson Wentz learns that and Lamar learns that, I think they become even more dangerous. But the group is just so deep and the different. And now if you don't have one of those guys, you're looking at yourself going, like, how do I get one?
Yeah.
Because the ones that have one right now, I mean, everybody in the AFC West, I live in Denver, is sitting there going, like, I don't know when we're going to win the division in the next decade.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, I don't see us having a chance over the next decade. So, I mean, and the other part is Kyler Murray had a way better year than we thought he would. So let's see what he does in his second year. There's just so much talent at the position and guys playing it in different manners, which is making it really, really fun for all of us to watch.
James, let's wrap it up with one quick question on defense, because Kansas City's defense obviously stunk last year, and it wasn't very good early in the season. But quietly, and they played much better the second half of the year. They kept Derrick Henry to 69 yards on 19 carries when he's been crushing everybody for three months. How good is their defense right now?
I mean, I don't know if you saw the quotes that Frank Clark said to me before the game about how he doesn't think for a 250-pound back he runs all that hard and that he's not that hard to tackle, that he doesn't break that many. They kind of made their way into the Titans locker room before that game, and he went out and put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
That's why we had the post-game interview that we had on the field. They are playing with a ton of confidence. They weren't playing the defense the way it was supposed to be played, and I think a lot of credit should go to Steve Spagnuolo and the patience that he had with this group. When you go in and change schemes as a defense, most people around the league will tell you it'll take 8 weeks before they start playing it the way it should be played. It took them like 11 weeks to start playing it the way Steve Spagnuolo wanted it to be played. And I think they're playing far different than they were, but I mean, they're still not the 49ers. They're going to have a completely different situation on their hands in this game, because Kyle's just going to, he can change whatever he's doing from game in to game out. And as when I talked to Spagnuolo yesterday, the point he said was, we only had to stop 22 last week. Like, we knew 22 was getting the ball. We had to find a way to stop him. With the 49ers, it's a completely different animal that they're going to have to go out there and stop.
James, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks,
yeah,
you got
it. Dustin, I said hello.
You got it. James Palmer.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.